If you're a scientist studying any kind of plant or animal species, you've probably come across symbiota. But if you're like me and that's not your cup of tea, you may have never heard of it.
So symbiota is biodiversity software, and so it's for managing collections of information. And these collections are natural history museums, herbaria, other organizations that go out and collect specimens.
That's Curtis Dyerson, the Associate Department Head and Associate Professor in Computer Science at Utah State University. He, along with a team of other scientists at USU and Northern Arizona University, are working to revamp the symbiota software. Some of the new features focus on user friendliness and device compatibility.
In computer science lingo, this is called responsive layout. So responsive layout is the idea that you have some user interface and it conforms to the device that you're using. So for instance, on a cell phone, maybe you're using finger motions and gestures to swipe down to select an item, whereas on a PC, you might use a mouse.
Scientists hope this will increase the use of symbiota, particularly among smaller organizations that often have a wealth of knowledge, but not a wealth of resources. Local herbaria, like the Intermountain Herbarium located at USU, are a good example of this.
Well, this is a key thing about herbaria is they've been collecting for a long time. So they've been collecting since 1800s. And so you have an extensive historical record. And that historical record is valuable for tracking things like climate change and species adaptation to climate change.
Currently, 76 million specimens are digitized in the system, but this represents only 15% of the 500 million known specimens in the United States. More digitization means greater access and more analysis can be supported. To learn more about this project, its progress, and its collaborators, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.